Hi, my name is Barry Manandi, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise. Argentina!
Time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interview.
She's a happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James at the worst is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. Let me finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Yes, the biggest sports show on Zimbabwe Radio, and it's live on your favorite station, ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, bringing you, of course, the news that you need to know out of the world of sport, local as well as international. And what an exciting weekend it was, and the team is here to pick it apart. Alois Bunjira, Barry Manandi, my name is Mike Madoda, and our producer is Sean Tafirenyika. The headline story is Senegal. The Lions of Teranga crowned as champions of African football after upstaging host Morocco in their backyard.
And here's a man who's got all the mental strength in the world, maybe lost a yard or two of pace, Sadio Mane, but he inspires an attack. Senegal thrust forward. Popke! Sensational! Stella Supreme Senegal! Maybe an extra time they've produced the moment. And it's Pape Gueye with his third of the tournament. Senegal succeed again. Sensationally, pedigree has prevailed over passion in Rabat.
Pedigree prevailing over passion in Rabat, and it was more of the same in the English Premier League, where of course the record 20-time champions Manchester United, they put Manchester City, their city rivals, to the sword with a phenomenal display on Derby Day.
Against Nico O'Reilly,
Dorcu's arriving, it's in, it's two. Manchester United have got themselves a cushion. The new Michael Carrick era begins with a bang.
Well, the new Michael Carrick era beginning with a bang, Barry. And you've got to say that this wasn't just passion from United. Mm-mm. This was a structured and a well-executed game plan. And the Manchester United fans have got a lot to be thankful and hopeful for.
Absolutely. And now I think we debated whether the news coming out of Carrington about players being happy with the training methods that Michael Carrick has brought in. We were skeptical about it, but I think now we can confirm that. Listen, I think he's touched a nerve there, and the players are responding to his methods because it was organized, it was passionate, it was well executed. It was delivered in such a manner that you could say this is a top 14.
Absolutely, and of course that the biggest game though over the weekend wasn't anywhere in the major leagues of Europe. It was on the continent of Africa in Rabat, the final of the Africa Cup of Nations. And it featured, of course, the two Lions, the Lions of Teranga and the Atlas Lions. And Alois, it was the Lions of Teranga that conquered. And look, high stakes game, lots of emotion, lots of controversy. But in the end, it was Senegal who were crowned champions of Africa against the odds.
Yeah, against the odds in terms of that they were playing the home side.
Yeah.
The home side, we saw from game one that they had this partisan crowd and a bit of hometown decisions coming their way as well. You know, so it was always going to be a tough match for Senegal. But for Senegal, also from game one, they showed their pedigree. Yeah. They showed that they were a very strong side, a very calculated, a very tactical team with a lot of skillful players going forward. You know, especially going forward, they are one of the teams that never packed the bus from game one to the last match. They kept on playing good football, so it was exciting to actually eventually seeing them win amid the controversy.
Those, of course, are our two lead stories on the show today. We'll be talking about Senegal and their victory, controversial victory, a lot would say, over Morocco, and also be talking about Man United's stellar performance in the derby, where they, of course, put Manchester City to the sword 2-0. It could have been worse. Another one disallowed, of course, for a very marginal call on offside. But Manchester United, the Red Devils, absolutely rampant versus City. We'll be talking about that and a lot more on today's show. Weigh in on the conversation, 0772 168 045.
I listen to my radio. ZFM Stereo. The Home Front. Local sports news and analysis.
Local sports news roundup, starting with cricket. The sun eventually came out and the brass band played on until the last ball in support of the Zimbabwe under 19 cricket side. But the home comforts were not enough to carry the day for the hosts in an ICC under 19 cricket World Cup match against England at Takashinga yesterday. The young Chevrons fell short in an 8-wicket defeat, much to the disappointment of a passionate crowd from the surrounding Highfield suburb. England under 19 skipper Thomas Roo led his side from the front with a brilliant batting performance as they chased down Zimbabwe's 208 for 9 with relative ease. On to athletics news. The Bulawayo Athletics Board, the BAB, will fire the starter's gun on its 2026 season at White City Stadium on the 7th of February. But first, the city's coaches and technical officials will be back in the classroom next Saturday for a refresher workshop meant to tighten standards before the races begin. The session, also at White City, is designed to update coaches and officials on the latest technical requirements as Bulawayo braces for a packed track and field calendar. Wrap it up with news from the top tier of domestic football. That is, of course, the Casalaga Premier Soccer League. Zimbabwe legend Peter Nsukuzonke Ndlovu has officially been unveiled at Scotland FC. Ndlovu joins the Casalaga Premier Soccer League champions as their new team manager, replacing Tawanda Chidzidzi, who has been elevated to the position of vice chair as part of a restructuring exercise at the club. The former Warriors captain recently met with club benefactor Wignall Chivayo alongside club president Scott Sakupwanya and head coach Norman Mapeza.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable. The beating drum. The roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on ZFM Sport. The African Football Report is proudly brought to you by Castle Lager. It all comes together with a castle.
Yep, it all comes together with a castle. And of course, the castle, proud presenters of the Africa Football Report here on ZFM, as they have been throughout the tournament, bringing us, of course, all the stories from Morocco 2025, the Africa Cup of Nations. And yesterday evening, it was the final, and Senegal, the Lions of Teranga, were crowned champions of Africa for the second time in their history after edging host Morocco 1-0 after extra time in a gripping and intense final, which was full of drama and intrigue in Rabat. The decisive moment arrived just 3 minutes into extra time when Pape Gueye unleashed a stunning left-footed stride from the edge of the area, sending the Senegalese bench into ruptures and silencing a packed stadium desperate for a long-awaited home triumph. Let's get the post-match thoughts from Senegal captain Sadio Mane, who wore the armband in place of the suspended Kalidou Koulibaly.
First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody for the support, Senegalese people around all Africa in the world. It was not an easy game, but at the end of the day, we did it, so we are really happy about it. I think the decision was taken by everybody, the team. They said to me, it's the team, we decide to go out, not playing, but so me, I was there to ask some people, what do you think about this? It's a good idea or no? And then I decided to go and bring everybody in the pitch. Yeah, I think it was the best thing to do because this is just football. I think the referee sometimes can do mistake, but can also be just, can also say what is, we don't know. We're just in the game, so people will judge this, but I think it could be penalty or no, but that's not the more important. The more important is about the people who watch in the world watching this football, and the world, it's not fair to stop the game like this, so I think it was really, really important to play this game, even though we could have won or we could have lost, and it doesn't matter.
Sadio Mane, the stand-in skipper of Senegal during the final. They're speaking to the media after their triumph versus Morocco. And, of course, they edged out a game that had been finally balanced from the opening whistle. Morocco chasing their first continental crown in over five decades, while Senegal sought to reclaim the title they first lifted in 2021. And what a game, Alois. I know reports talk about an evenly balanced affair, but I thought Senegal were good for the money. Senegal looked like the side that probably deserved the victory most.
They did. They did. They were very comfortable. You could actually see even in their play, the exchange of passes, the way they rotated the ball. They were very comfortable, and they created good chances. And it was actually quite good to actually watch them. You know, they looked like they were the favorites. You know, but we know that Morocco were the favorites. But they gave it their all, and in the end, amid the controversy, like we said, they won deservedly so. But they could have lost it. They could have just lost it. Just one last kick could have buried them.
Brahim Diaz had the opportunity.
God was on their side. Something just had to give. Yeah, they were so lucky, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what to call it. But that was that last kick, and to the penalty to be missed the way it did.
Yeah.
You know, So do
we call that luck? Do we call that God, Barry? Or do we take a look at what preceded the penalty, which is chaos, unmitigated pandemonium.
Bedlam
on and off the field, because we have seen footage now of the Senegalese fans.
Yeah.
They were fighting with security.
Mayhem
ensued behind chairs that goalpost. Chairs were flying, seats were flying. And then you have, of course, the drama on the field of play as the Senegalese players walked off the field of play, as the coach pulled players off. The conversation between Mane and Claude Leroy, the subsequent return. But that all happening in about 25 to 30 minutes. Meaning that by the time the penalty was taken,
and I was swearing the whole
Morocco,
time. I was swearing.
The Morocco players had gone cold, Barry.
They had gone cold. Brahim Diaz had gotten inside himself, gotten outside of himself, and gone back inside.
He had taken
himself.
That penalty at least 50 times.
He had taken it over and over again. And do you know what? He retired to a default position. Now, there are probably three default positions of a penalty taker. I'm going to hit it hard. I'm going to give it some air. Or I'm going to try something audacious like a panenka. He went for the third. And unfortunately, on
the
that
worst
particular
option.
Day, Mendy.
Was he not wanting to rub their noses into it? Because for you to try a panenka in a final with what could be the last kick of the game, because when the penalty was given, there were about 68 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah.
Meaning that penalty
could have been the last
winning kick.
100%.
You know, another.
Yes.
For you to try a panenka, it almost seemed there was a level of irritation with the Morocco players all this that's happened here. You guys are sore losers, and we're going to rub your noses in it.
There was an element of that.
Bro, that I panenka, sige yo keeper.
There definitely was an element of that, but there is maybe 30%. I would say that was 70%. Mm. There's a 30% where a panenka in professional realms is a make sure. Here's why. Because a professional keeper is going to do what? He's always going to commit.
Move.
He's going to commit. He's going to dive. One way or the other. So going down the middle is always going to give you something. And he thought to himself, a Panenka, look, it's a sure bet. Because with everything that's happened.
And the desperation.
He's going to commit
he's
himself.
He's going to commit. And let's not forget, he has to save it.
Let's not forget, you talked about the drama in the stands, drama on the field. Let's not forget the drama on the apron. Where we've seen images of ball boys having fights with the guy who was carrying the towel.
But honestly, rewind to the World Cup in Qatar. Mm. The winning penalty by Hakimi for Morocco to beat Spain. He did exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And it paid off because the Spanish goalkeeper committed.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mike, when things were the way they were right now, this right at that time, the tension and everything, I'm telling you, that's when you need to be the absolute professional. Put the ball down there.
Firm.
Ping it.
Why?
You know, you know, like the hurricane or Deputy Beckham style.
I would go in that
just hit. Even if you wanted to go middle, like Salah. Yeah, Salah does that all the time.
And that's
he blasted. That Panenka is like, it's disrespect. That's number one. You know, Panenka is just disrespect.
You know, to
yes. And then other African Magawi 2-0 something yeah. About. You know, that was also risky and I also didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
Because and then there was also the element Mendy two high profile matches. He had saved two Panenkas before. He went in there. So if you are going to be taking a penalty against a particular goalkeeper, you also need the information about this particular goalkeeper. Mendy is one of the keepers that doesn't dive. He doesn't commit. He waits. So he should have known that this is the particular goalkeeper.
What was messed up? What was messed up was that they should have let En-Nesyri take that penalty. They opted to go for personal glory.
Because he had five goals already.
To them, the game was won. The penalty was already scored.
Yeah.
They had scored the penalty when they were standing in the center circle while Senegal was fighting with the fourth official and blah, blah, blah.
That's when they were discussing it.
That's where they scored.
Yeah. That team huddle that they had.
In that team huddle, they thought that instead of being professionals like Alois said and saying, you know, because En-Nesyri is a sure penalty taker. They give it to En-Nesyri, let him take the penalty and let's win this final. Because that was the winning goal.
That's the winning goal.
They decided
the winning kick.
Let's give Brahim Diaz the
right. Let's go to our messages here, and lots of messages are coming in. Of course, lots of opinions around the game, and this one says Senegal walking off was classless, but I support it and I understand it. It says the Senegalese coach got fined, but a message was sent. CAF should do better. And then lastly, with each day, I find it difficult to forgive Mario and his science. Congratulations to Maswanis, and of course, Maswanis is named amongst the three most promising players at AFCON 2025 in Morocco. Congratulations to the young man doing it on the back of one start.
One start.
And 7 minutes as a substitute appearance. Back to the game, though, guys. What was your thoughts, Alois, on the two major refereeing decisions? The first one being the supposed foul on Hakimi, which led to a disallowed Senegal goal. We can't even call it disallowed because the referee actually blew his whistle
before the ball was scored.
So that the interpretation that was a foul, and then secondly, the penalty incident itself. I thought the penalty was a stonewall penalty. But I also thought the Hakimi foul was very soft.
I think the two decisions were correct. Both of them. It's an infringement. And that's an infringement presiding before the goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's that kind of infringement. You cannot let it go. I repeated that thing, I think, 200 times. Look at his left arm. He basically was going in. He went into Hakimi with his.
Who initiated the contact?
No. Hakimi. If you look at this, a still picture in the box. It happens everywhere.
It happens.
No. Hakimi was actually backpedaling, but with his arms like this. He was actually big. You felt. Guys, I
he
watched
pushed,
it. No, he didn't.
He the
no,
he
didn't.
He made.
No, he didn't. You didn't.
Hakimi.
I didn't. I've got it here. I've got it. I'll show you. He had his hands here. probably protecting himself
from, because from where? From who?
With what? With what?
I'll show you the video. You see the video.
Hakimi initiates contact by stretching out his hands. And then, when Hakimi stretches out his hands, that then means that the attacker has to also protect himself.
But then you cannot push me. You cannot push me just because I stretch my hands out. You cannot do that.
How does he land on his stomach?
What do you mean?
If you're pushed backwards, how do you land on your stomach?
You went on the side. You went sideways. You went sideways.
The other way.
I've got the video. I'll show you. No.
That was a dive.
He was pushed. It's an infringement. He's backpedaling. You don't need massive force. You don't need massive.
He can do the same thing.
He was backpedaling. It means he didn't go into the player. He was backpedaling. He was chasing the player. He was backpedaling. He didn't go into the player.
Here's where I think the ref got it wrong. I believe the ref should have given himself an extra moment and let the action play out like they normally do. Let the action play out, because this is from a set piece. Let it come over. He would have headed it and they would have finished in the net. That give him now? That would give him then the safety net of a VAR check.
But he was right there.
He was. But it's goal mouth. It's a cup final. It's goal mouth action. He's got the safety net of VAR.
I asked this guy that one question. If Hakimi was a Senegalese player, and if it was a Moroccan defender who pushed a Senegalese defender and scored,
There's a video. Let's have a look at
this
It's a pity we can't show you the video.
Have a look at that and tell me that, one, who initiates contact, two, if that's worth the way he fell.
The way he fell is not an issue. If an infringement happens, it happens.
He infringes the attacker.
He didn't. What do you want? You want his hands to be on the side of his body. He shoved him.
There's the video.
He shoved him.
Let's have a look at the video.
Yes.
Okay.
He shoved him.
There we go. All right. So, and we'll try and describe it. As the corner is coming, he stretches out, makes contact.
Look at that.
What did you want him to do as a defender? What do you do? Every defender is holding his man. Every defender holds his man. That's what you do in the box.
He's holding aloud.
It's not allowed.
Thank you.
It's not allowed. As soon as the kicker is taking you, let it go.
I just want to know if it's allowed.
It's not a foul if the ball is not in the air. If the ball is not in play, it's not a foul.
Yeah, but
so the professionals know that I have my man. I've got you here. I hold you here. By the time the ball is kicked, you let go.
The listeners can't see what we're talking about.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah, yeah.
But I still think the ref cocked up. And it was justice in the end. And I love the fact, and yeah, I'm going to speak as a fan. I love the fact that it was Hakimi who was at fault for the goal.
Yes, he was on the wrong side.
Because he flopped. In my opinion, I know, Alice, you got the explanations. That push did not warrant the guy falling like he had been shot.
But he was pushed. You push the guy, and you are the very same guy who attacks the ball.
Why not?
You're taking advantage of the push. You took advantage of the push and hit the ball.
Here's the thing. You can understand why the ref opted to blow the whistle. Why? Because there was an arm extension.
That's the one that pushed him.
Hakimi over elaborates and then
he was pushed.
He buys the
Do you think there was enough force to turn him around?
Because the movement, he was going backwards. It needs minimum force to follow back.
Hakimi bought it. Okay,
he bought it.
He elaborated the four, and he won it. Yeah, Aga winner. And it's
but
done
he
in football.
Fell,
no,
he fell long before the ball came along. How was he trying to fake the referee when the ball was not even there? Messages. The ball was not there yet.
It happens in football. It's
let's,
okay.
Let's go.
He
let's go.
And he won it.
Let's go to our messages here. It says, as good evening team on the referee. I think the referee was not overly wrong. We have seen them given a lot of times, even in Europe. Yeah. Surely we can't crucify him for that. I don't think he was a bad referee.
No, he wasn't bad. He wasn't
I don't
bad.
Think he was a bad
he wasn't
referee.
Bad because the penalty was a penalty.
Yeah. Alois is right, guys. Hakimi was pushed. That message is coming from TK. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your contribution. Hakimi took advantage of the push.
Yes.
The Senegal defender.
He took advantage of the what?
Of the push. Yes, and we're agreed.
So there was a push.
We're agreed. Yes, we're agreed.
Did it warrant that sort of fall?
We agreed.
He was backpedaling. I don't usually like England to match official, but in England, he was
backpedaling.
In England, it would not have been a foul.
When I hand, if the ball hits your hand at a place where you have got your arms in the rightful place, it's not a handball. Yeah. But if it hits you before a goal, it becomes a handball. You know that, right?
Yeah.
This is exactly the same situation here. Yeah. That infringement came just before a goal, and he took advantage of that infringement. And now,
infringed before the ball, Rakaviwa.
It was already in the air.
So isn't that
it was already in the. That's what I'm saying. It happened before the goal. Yes, an infringement before the goal. I also talking about push one Bichana, push one Ningirini. The guy took advantage of that that infringement.
Lue.
Period.
Lue.
Right.
We
are
agreed.
This message here is the best. Yeah. Guys, please, narrow after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Right. Now, CAF has obviously come down hard on
right,
this.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
The statement. They condemned the unacceptable behavior of some of the players and officials. And obviously, there are going to be some fines meted out, possible bans.
Ban, most definitely.
I don't think Senegal cares, man.
No, they don't. They got
the
trophy.
Don't.
They got the gold. They're going home with a 22-carat statue that they came to Morocco to collect. So I don't think they care.
But it was
a very poor advert for African football.
Yeah,
I don't think we showed ourselves. And
so much controversy in Morocco, especially after Cote d'Ivoire and the way the tournament went there, which was praised left, right, and center.
Yeah.
The fans, the team's conduct, the refereeing in Cote d'Ivoire.
Everything was
absolutely spot on. But this tournament is just so much riddled in controversy. Let's give you, of course, Senegal's road to the trophy in the group stages. Group D, they beat the Botswana 3-0, drew with the Democratic Republic of Congo 1-0, and then they thumped Benin 3-0 in the round of 16. They beat Sudan 3-1 before edging out Mali in the quarterfinals 1-0. In the semifinals, similar scoreline versus Egypt, and then another 1-0 victory over Morocco after extra time in the final. Taking a look, of course, at some of the stats leaders in the tournament. Top goal scorer, Golden Boot winner, Brahim Diaz, who would have loved to add one more that could have seen his team crowned champions. Victor Osimhen finished with 4 goals, same as Mohamed Salah. They were, of course, the runners-up in the Golden Boot competition for the Africa Cup of Nations. Let's also give you the AFCON Best 11. It's got Yassine Bono, Ashraf Hakimi of Morocco, Mo Salah of Egypt, Brahim Diaz also of Morocco. Sadio Mane is the only Senegalese player in that team. Something of a surprise.
Game was supposed to be there, guys.
Cote d'Ivoire, you've got Yann Diomande and Amad Diallo. Oswin Apollis of South Africa, Bafana Bafana makes it. And then 3 from Nigeria, the Super Eagles, Ademola Lookman, Calvin Bassey, and Victor Osimhen, the goalkeeper of the tournament, as we saw in the early hours of this morning, Yassine Bono. And then Sadio Mane, crowned as the player of the tournament. And then a special tribute to the fan of the tournament, Michelle Kuka Mboladinga,
the Congolese,
the Democratic Republic of Congo. Of course, he was the human statue that paid tribute to Patrice Lumumba.
Stay right where you are. Move to the groove of the nation. From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's CFM Sport.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Takeoff is an indoor where New Zealand clinched their first one-day international series win in India with a 41-run victory in the deciding third match, as Daryl Mitchell's 137 and Glenn Phillips' 106 helped the tourists post 337 for 8, which proved beyond India despite Virat Kohli's 124, a record extending 54th one-day international century. On to London we go. Ja Morant scored 24 points and 13 assists in his return to the lineup to lead the Memphis Grizzlies to a 126-109 victory over the Orlando Magic in the first NBA regular season game in the city of London since 2019. We'll go to Massachusetts now, where Drake May threw three touchdowns and Case and Booty Bouty
Booty
Bout
Booty. What's on your mind there?
Yeah.
You know, it's been added into the English dictionary.
It's been added to the Oxford English dictionary, Nyash. Anyway, Case and Bout, he grabbed a end zone reception for the ages as the New England Patriots scored a chaotic 28-16 NFL playoff victory over the Houston Texans to move within one win of a return to the Super Bowl. And in Melbourne, which is where we touched down, down under, Novak Djokovic began his latest bid for a record 25th Grand Slam crown with an emphatic straight sets victory as fellow Australian Open title contenders Iga Swiatek and Coco Gauff also won, but with less sparkle.
CFM Stereo is untouchable. Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
Right, let's go to our messages here, and there are lots and lots of them. Anza, the Senegal coach should be punished, no doubt, no doubt.
He will be, definitely.
He is going to be punished.
He's in trouble.
Dave East, he says, high sports team Hakim was fouled, no doubt about that. So he's definitely in agreement with you, Alois, on that one. Anza, what a weekend we had as of the AFCON final game. I don't really know what to make out of it. Part of me says the chaos tarnished every good we have in our game as Africa, but the other half is saying, who cares? I enjoyed every bit of it that is out in Lusaka.
The drama excited a lot of other people, especially those that are not staunch football fans. They were just there to just have fun.
To enjoy.
The drama was actually spicy. I met a few especially ladies that were like, that was exciting. For the first time, I actually enjoyed it. It was like a drama.
From abroad. Mm. Yeah. Enjoyed the drama.
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly. Here's the challenge.
Exactly.
I saw a short clip by Simon Jordan on TalkSport. And you know, he doesn't like African football. And he was saying that, you know, they want us to take African football seriously. But you see the chaos from last night. Then you go back to the last tournament where a referee finished the game 10 minutes early and so on. We're not going to take African football seriously. Mm. So football is...
The last tournament didn't have any referee finishing the tournament. So now he's taking an isolated incident from
a
different tournament and bringing it in. And so...
That was so unnecessary.
You know what is the beauty about African football, guys, and about the continent of Africa in general and where the world is going? We don't need anyone to take us seriously.
No, we don't.
They should be worried if we take them seriously.
Yeah.
Because the future is Africa.
Yeah, it's Africa.
And we've got everything we need to sustain our own game.
100%.
We don't need the validation of a Simon Jordan on TalkSport.
No, we don't.
As long as...
And the fact that there was that incident doesn't bring down the standard. We are talking about the growth of African football isolated from isolated incidents.
What we need is an African champion in the States.
That's right. Exactly.
Someone who agrees with you, Barry, is Itai from Chinoy. He says the referee should have waited and taken advantage of VAR regarding the Senegal goal because that was a soft infringement. In other leagues like EPL, it's not awarded. The penalty for Morocco was rightly awarded. Hello, team. Senegal behavior, especially the coach, was a disgrace and should be condemned by all right-thinking football people.
What a shame.
Yeah.
That behavior was wrong. Good afternoon, guys. It's Calvin Mavurume in Harare. Did the penalty miss by Morocco? Was it deliberate or it was a
A lot of people are saying that.
It was
heavy on the guy. He was in his head. There were so many things happening in his head. Like you rightly said. He had options. Let us see. Ona akato mbogazi kabora bebe.
Yes.
Tuma patanga commotion food. Tuma ambori unonga food. That guy was in a sauna. He was in a blast furnace.
There's a psychology. Remember, guys, there was a build up to the final.
Yes.
It started with the complaints that Senegal.
Yes. Senegal came from Tangier into Rabat.
Into Rabat.
And they arrived where there was no security at the airport.
Then the refusal to train
at the complex.
Hotel changes.
Yes.
So those are all part of the mind games that were happening, both by Morocco and Senegal themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And then don't forget as well, it continued into the choice of kits. Senegal wins the toss for the final, and the home team, what do they choose to wear? Traditionally, Senegal wear white.
Yeah.
As their home kit. What do they choose to wear? They chose to wear green.
So that Morocco doesn't wear red because they've got green shorts.
They wear red.
Yeah.
Because they know the green shorts.
Yes. Saka, all those things.
It was self-aggrant. And then there's the towel issue happening in at the goal. Guys.
Yeah.
There was wrestling happening while the game was going on.
Was like, for the towel.
How did we not see this on TV when you see the images? Game
to tambo. Ko logic ye kuzo tizo amambodrambira go bread usaka yizipena.
It was right out of Senegal.
A lot of other fans. If you look at the conversation, very right because wangu amburambirwa yavo goal yo yanga amburambwa saka vari right kuramba pena.
Ayo
mana rabore kubani. Come on. Kana mambotirambira goal yedu saka saka ngavarambe pena.
Let's try to read a couple more. Hi guys, it's Brian from Glendale. The answer, they left Ndiaye in the AFCON best 11. He reckons he
yes, I agree.
I suddenly think there were at least three Senegalese players.
At least, I think even Gueye. Spectacular goals. I think he scored three, isn't it?
Yes.
In the tournament. All of them were spectacular goals.
Was their best player.
He wasn't.
So, yes. At this tournament.
Gueye, the goal scorer.
Gueye, the goal scorer, was also good.
Eleven Jaya was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So,
I thought Gueye, the goal scorer, was outstanding. He was very skillful. One of them was short, Rakasever. Watch him go for no goal. So, the second half. Did you see the other one? He hit so well. He has got very good technique.
And he says the penalty was a penalty. The disallowed goal was a goal. The penalty miss was poetic justice. The coach was a disgrace. Mane is a legend. Yes. Senegal deserved the win. AFCON.
What a summary. Well done.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. All the rivalry.
Goal for Liverpool early on Derby Day.
All the stars.
There goes Haaland. He's on his way again. He's hungry. He's scored. He always does. He always will. Nothing more certain.
And all the game-changing moment.
Can he find a way through? You bet he can. That is top, top class.
All the updates from the Premier League on ZFM Sport.
Yeah, and fittingly, let's start in the Premier League because new Manchester United interim manager Michael Carrick has challenged his side to replicate the impressive 2-0 derby display against Manchester City as he revelled in a dream start at Old Trafford.
We wanted to play well today. We wanted to put things into the game that we felt would help us do that. Certainly want to be good defensively as a whole team. We felt that we had a threat when we had the ball and on transition at times as well, but actually when we did have the ball, I thought we looked dangerous. And all round, I literally, you know, it's an easy thing to say, but we couldn't ask for any more. The boys give absolutely everything in so many ways, you know, 3 days to prepare, little bits of information here and there, and they took everything on board tactically, and then emotionally we were able to deal with it, and exactly like we hoped for, really, and to feel that like we did towards the end. And the whole place, I said yesterday, it's a magic place, and certainly was today, and we all felt that.
thoughts there of new Manchester United interim manager Michael Carrick. Goals from Brian Bumo and Patrick Dogu gave Carrick a 2-0 victory over Manchester City in his first game since being put in charge for the rest of the season. United looked good.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is more than emotion. It wasn't just the fact that we're at Old Trafford and we're playing Manchester City. It's a derby. You know how people always talk about derbies being the great equalizer. No, this was a structured, organized, impressive United
the better side won.
Yeah, the better side won. And there were moments there, you know, the ball retention by Man United, the decisiveness.
Yeah, it was impeccable.
It was almost like this team has been playing together for 6 years. It was brilliant. And for me, I was just happy to see Kobbie Mainoo. He's the one Man United
Harry Maguire.
That I absolutely love Kobbie Mainoo because I think there's genuine quality there.
Yeah.
And I believe that Amorim has stalled his progress.
Yes.
You can imagine if he'd been playing for the last 18 months or 12 months, he'd be a beast by now.
He'd be an definitely
England regular.
So happy for United. Yeah. Solid performance. The big challenge for United will be against the smaller teams.
Yes.
The ones that say to United, Oi Bora, Mutambe, come at us, Tistar Hukurovai on the break now.
Yeah.
That is where we want to see whether Michael Carrick has got the tactical nous to actually break those teams down, because it's not always easy in the English Premier League playing teams like Nottingham Forest, Matima Gadaro. But for this result, this is the result that United need to give the fans belief that, you know what, the decision to appoint Carrick was a good decision.
We said on Friday that this would either make or break Michael Carrick, because it was a tough start. Everyone gave him a free hit and they said if he gets hit by Manchester City, it was expected. But he's gone and done better than that and beaten them well.
Hey, what did I say about the appointment of Michael Carrick?
You said you were waiting for this.
We've waited for this for a while. We waited for this. He is a perfect fit for Manchester. I wanted him even before Amorim.
Yeah.
I actually thought that they were going to give it to him, because there is this. I'm always talking about the spirit. You know, when the fans, the former footballers, the players, the technical team, everybody, when you are one, that's when you realize that you can do anything. You know, the fighting spirit. Did you see what was missing?
What would you say to someone who says, but it's one game?
No, it's one game, but what was missing for a lot of games with Amorim, that fighting spirit. Okay. Did you see Chifira Babora?
Yes,
They never gave Man City any chance to shoot.
No.
They try to shoot, there's someone who is flying in, they never gave that fighting spirit. And even the way they had energy going forward, that shows. Good. I'm going to say that, guys. It was outstanding. I recorded that. I've got a clip of that. I've been watching it several times. And you could actually feel. Did you see what Mati Casemiro did when they scored the second goal, the way he jumped onto the coach?
Right,
You see, that kind of relationship, that kind of relationship they didn't have. I've got a feeling, but like Mike said, we need to see how they behave against the smaller teams. Because that fighting spirit, if they do that, Roy Keane once described it. Could you tell me in a championship, teams?
Yes,
if they bring back that spirit, guys, the same fighting spirit they had against Man City, I think we would be talking about something.
Headed in the right direction. Well, the rest of the key Premier League weekend results, Chelsea 2-0 winners over Brentford, Liverpool a 1-1 draw with Burnley, Nottingham Forest 0-0 with Arsenal, and then Wolves and Newcastle playing out a 0-0 draw, meaning that of the top five sides, Manchester United had the best weekend, because they're the only team that managed to register a victory, with Arsenal drawing, Manchester City losing, Aston Villa losing, and Liverpool drawing. So good weekend all round for Manchester United. Tonight's match is Brighton versus Bournemouth. We'll discuss the other leagues on tomorrow's show when we return, so don't miss that. And that'll be Spain, of course, Italy, and Germany. But until then, may God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Manandi out.
was the African Football Report, brought to you by Castle Lager. It all comes together with the Castle.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus, so thank you.
All the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Mundell, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
Z.